Oasis Audio presents Things I Wish I'd Known Before We Got Married by Gary Chapman. Read for you by Chris Fabry.
For Oasis Audio, I'm Wayne Shepherd, and I agree with Dr. Gary Chapman. Even though I've been married to the wife of my youth for over 37 years and love her very much, there are things I wish I'd known before we got married. And Dr. Chapman, I take it that this is not just a good title for a book, but it reflects how you feel looking back on your own marriage to Carolyn.
You know, Wayne, Carolyn and I had severe problems in the early days of our marriage. And so this book, in a sense, is reflecting on the time that we spent together and the difficulties we had. And I really believe if I had known the things that are in this book, Carolyn and I would have had a lot less trauma in the early years of our marriage. So in a sense, yeah, this book is autobiographical to a large degree.
Well, I think that's the case for a lot of people who might be listening to us right now. Here's the issue. Even though I thought myself mature enough to get married when I did, I'm not sure I was willing to listen very carefully to people telling me what I really needed to know at the time.
Yeah.
How do we break through all those fuzzy feelings and communicate the truth you're talking about?
Well, to be honest with you, it's difficult because when a person is in love, you know, they're caught up in the euphoria of that in-love experience. They tend not to listen to what friends say. You know, if a friend sees a flaw or a difficulty and they bring it up, we tend to rationalize and say, well, you know, I hear you, but we'll work that out. That's not really important. And we tend to brush those things aside. So one of the things I'm hoping is that many individuals will actually hear this book and read this book even before they make the decision to get married, because it may help them, you know, decide to marry or not to marry. And of course, those who have made the decision to marry, I really believe it's going to help them if they will talk about these things. It's going to help them make a transition from the euphoria into reality.
Yeah, so this is kind of like a pre-marriage counseling book, right?
Well, it is. Actually, I could see people reading this book who are just dating, you know, just beginning to date, or even people that aren't dating anybody who just says, you know, someday I want to get married. What are the kind of things I should be thinking about and looking for? I think it will help singles in all categories and all stages on the road to getting married. So, yeah, I hope it's a book for engaged couples, but I hope it'll also help individuals before they get to the point of engagement.
Now, you may not want to break the book out in front of your date on the first date or the second date. You might scare them away, you think?
Yeah, that's right. I think you read it for yourself. You begin to reflect on these things. It will give you some ideas on the kind of conversations you need to have in a dating relationship. So you can really learn how to, you know, relate to the other person in a very positive way. And I think at some juncture, you know, if you begin to think seriously about getting married, then, yes, you bring the book off the shelf and you say, you know, there's a book that I read one time that was helpful to me. You bring it out, and then you work through these chapters and discuss them with each other.
All right. I can envision that it's mom or dad or grandpa or grandma or that favorite aunt or uncle who's so concerned that they want you to read this book before you get married. How do we present a book like this with all of its great content? How do we introduce it to someone who, you know, is all in love and is all caught up in the wedding plans?
Well, I think one way would be to be honest with the young couple, whether you're a parent or a grandparent or a friend, and just say, you know, obviously we don't discuss this a lot, but your grandma and I had some problems in the early years of our marriage. And we ran across this book, and what he says in this book is really what we felt, you know, looking back on our marriage. And we just thought you might really like to read this and discuss it with each other. Chances are, since you've been personal with them, they'll take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wayne, I find that a lot of couples will spend far more time discussing and planning for the wedding than they do planning and discussing the marriage. And consequently, I mean, the wedding's over in a day, you know. The marriage is going to last a lifetime. At least we hope it will. So what I am saying in this book is, you know, let's prepare for the marriage. I'm not going to give you any help in this book on preparing a wedding, okay? You can do that on your own. But I do want to give you some help on how to prepare to be married.
Yeah. All right. The chapters you have in this book are so intriguing, and we're not going to rewrite the book or represent the book here. That's why you wrote it in the first place, is to read and listen to in this audio version. But you've got such great chapters. The lesson learned that being in love is not an adequate foundation.